Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word. And also we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. If you got your cell phone, go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com. And you can download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce tonight our featured pastor, James Bird Mahiolona from Fishers of Men Ministries.
Ooh, praise the Lord, everybody. My car is rolling.
Well, now we're giving surf reports.
Amen.
Well, along with that, the surf report, I'd like to introduce my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, my awesome wingless angel, and my delicious ribeye, backed by popular demand, and the world's number one camel lover, Lady Lynn.
It's a beautiful, thankful Tuesday, and it's so good to be back into the studio, Bulla.
And?
Yes.
And? We're waiting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Things seem to be almost back to normal, Pastor Bird.
Yeah, but my camo has been fine all this time because my brothers and my sisters have been taking care of the camel.
Camel has cousins.
Yes.
Cousins.
Yes, amen. That goes to all of you out there incarcerated.
The especially Module 3.
Amen.
And
Module
4.
3.
And also Javier. That's for you. Lovely
Javier,
artwork.
Beautiful artwork you did in Arizona. Hallelujah. Pastor Bird.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to say good evening to our listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace be all understanding to all the men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless the Hawaii facilities and our dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and to the 1,700 men in Segura Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, and Sanford. So we know that, I don't know if they're listening in, Bulla, but hey, we'd like to say good evening to them too as well, because we just went there a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
And to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. And we know that the inmates are listening into our program tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. Sister Lynn.
Yeah, that's what happened when you start off with the camel, boys and girls.
Mahalo, Pastor Bird. Hey, Bulla, what is the name of that that prison in Arizona, the camel picture?
Elise, maybe, or something? It's in Florence. It's in Florence. It's an Arizona state prison.
Anyway, God bless you, Brother Javier, for your beautiful artwork of a camel. A beautiful camel, too. With a pink saddle, I might add.
Nice toenails.
Anyway, you know, you don't... camel toes.
Focus.
Anyway, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Rev Boo, Pastor Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in the garage just talking story about your Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go out and out into the airwaves, and forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii. Bulla?
Well, we humbly send a shout out to Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. That's for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. You know, but God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahiolona and all the Fishers of Men congregation for taking care of our radio program in Saguaro, in Arizona. Amen? Amen.
Now, if this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, even a prayer, you can give me a call on my personal cell phone. That's right. I have nothing to fear. I'm transparent.
Amen.
808-222-2822. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And it might be dark and dreary all this afternoon and tonight, but it's
time. Are
you ready to go? Yes, sir.
Go fish. Are you ready to go?
Fishing.
I will make you fishers of men if you follow.
Come on, somebody.
Me. Go fish.
Follow Jesus.
Yes, sir. Go fishing.
They're excited.
For Jesus.
They got to go back in that truck. That's all right. They're excited.
They need to go fishing.
It's always good
Jesus.
To bring the kids. It's nice. Put the jacket on, my Rena.
Amen, 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 amen.
Always a pleasure, Pastor Bird. Here we are. You know, I was just I don't know where. I was at Pastor Virginia's church, and I was trying to do some mathematics. I try and keep my brain busy. But I have calculated, Pastor Bird, that Free Inside Ministry has produced and broadcasted over 1,325 messages over the airwaves in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's not counting this year. That's just counting up to 2017. I know. Come on, somebody. Get excited.
Wow.
For those of you that are incarcerated right now, what that means is we're not only interested in you and what's going on in your life, we have invested in you and your life.
Big time invested.
Because this doesn't come for free. We have to pay to be on the air. But we believe that through the word of God that reaches you through the radio ministry of Free Inside, I believe someone's life tonight can be changed if you have an ear to hear and a heart to receive.
Hallelujah.
That's the power in the Holy Spirit. It's not about
power.
Pastor Bird, not about Pastor Bula, not about Evangelist Lady Lynn. It is about Jesus the Christ, the Son of our Heavenly Father. And once you get in alignment for your assignment, buckle up.
Buckle
That's all
up.
I'm going to say. Buckle up. You're going to be on the ride of your life. Oh, Pastor Bula, I still lock up. I get 5 more years. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Why are you getting so happy for me being locked up? Because you have time on your hand to get closer to your Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Bula, what music are we having tonight?
Well, before you get with your message, we have Jordan Feliz. He's actually coming down for the Fish
yes,
Fest
sir.
Concert. And we used to have the one in the river. That's the one we used to dance to. But now he's got a new one. And I'm sure all of you have heard this in some time of your life, especially for those of you that are on the other side of the fence. It's called Witness.
Ooh, come on. We got a witness out there.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour. Yeah, your love is like
Amen, amen, amen. Can I get a witness?
Wow. Very powerful.
Hallelujah. Jordan Feliz coming to be in concert here in a couple months, July 7th, I believe. We hope to see everyone down there. But Pastor Bird, it's another Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. It's already March 20th. I don't know where this year is going, but it is going fast. And, you know, so many things going on in the kingdom coming up on April 28th. I believe that's a Saturday. We're going to be down at Miley Beach.
Yes, sir.
And at the Miley Beach, we're going to have the harvest prayer down there at Miley Beach. It's going to be beautiful. The church is coming together. The people coming together.
Yes, sir.
All in the name of Jesus, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, we're going to be. There's going to be a church is coming together. We need a revival. God is really calling revival.
Hallelujah.
It's time for somebody to step up and start the flame. Come on,
that's
somebody.
Right. Come on, somebody.
The flame he's talking about is the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Without him, it's impossible to do anything.
That's right. The advocate and the helper. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Exactly, Pastor Bula. I'm excited because, you know, it will bring the end times revelation. Mm-hmm. God's word said it. All of these things shall come to pass, Pastor Bula.
Shall come to pass. Hallelujah.
And I got a call from California the other day, and the guy was from here, and he went up to California. He said, Pastor Bird, he said, Ovi is crazy. I told him, you know, it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a spirit of lawlessness.
That's right, lawlessness.
It's happening all over the world.
All over the world. You're right, Pastor.
You know what we're seeing? These guys slashing the people's
throat. That's right. Right in Maui that happened.
Right in Maui.
Yep, no more.
I mean, Maui is like the low-key place. Now it's like, it's
in
everywhere.
The bathroom, right in the mall by Macy's, right there.
In broad daylight.
Broad daylight.
People, nobody's scared now.
No reverence for the Lord.
God. Nobody no fear of the Lord. We've seen that in Arizona. We see that all over the
lawlessness.
World. The spirit of lawlessness. But tonight, I just wanted to just,
hallelujah.
I just want to tap into the prophecies in motion. Come on. Come on, somebody. I want to tap into, again, the prophecies in motion.
Hallelujah.
God's word is a word of prophecy.
Mm.
Because when we look at the prophet Isaiah, look at the prophet Jeremiah, we look at the prophet, what is his name, Cyrus.
Yes.
They all was called just like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everyone has a plan and a purpose for God's ministry. Mm. And I just wanted to share a word that would just bring a revelation to bring prophecy in motion.
Hallelujah.
Prophecy in motion is about God's word.
It's
to hear his word. And to hear his voice is to obey.
Hallelujah.
What he is saying. And obedience leads you to that spirit of obedience.
Mm.
Tonight, I just wanted to share how deep the word is as far as the promotions is. The promotion comes by wisdom.
Hallelujah.
I think it was in Proverbs, and it talks about wisdom is a principal thing.
Yes, sir.
Without wisdom, you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
You can have what was taught, but you never get what was caught.
Mm.
Come on, Pastor Boy.
Hallelujah. That'll
what
work
was
right
taught
there.
Is in the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit.
You can know the word, but do you know the spirit? Do you
That's
know
right.
his voice?
His voice.
And this tonight, I just wanted to talk about the prophecies in motion, because when I look at the word, the same word was when I was incarcerated 19 years ago. The word is still alive.
This word is still alive.
And it's too active.
Active.
And it's still lighting people on fire.
Lighting them on fire.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
It'll bring revelation, church. I'm telling you right now, we can find this in Jeremiah chapter 1,
yes,
verse
sir.
4.
Yes, sir.
It says, then the word of, you got to listen, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. So tonight, I'm saying right as we're reading the scriptures, I'm praying that the spirit it is in you, the same spirit that resurrected Jesus, when Jesus, before he ascended, he stayed with his disciples for 40 days.
Mm.
In those 40 days, he was teaching his disciples about God's kingdom.
Mm.
And when we're talking about God's kingdom and the resurrection to Jesus' resurrection,
yes,
he went up on the cloud. There was two angels, two men in white that came down. He
That's
put
right.
Jesus up in the cloud.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I just felt fire coming in this
Fire
place.
Coming in the house.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus was ascended in the cloud,
yes,
his
sir.
Disciples seeing God in his glory lift
yes,
up
sir.
In a cloud, in the flesh, lifting up into heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the same way he's going to come back in the cloud with
it's
the angels.
The same way he went up.
So when we see the word of God, the prophecies will bring promotion. Promotion will give you one place that we got to go. You know, when Jesus went, I think it's the ascension. The ascension was when the Holy Spirit and God went up in there's a higher level. How many of us need to get to a higher level tonight? Come on, somebody. We need to get up there in the spiritual realm. The only way we're going to get up there is to know God's word. Verse 4 says, Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
yes, sir.
Before I formed thee in the belly, yes. I knew thee.
Mm-hmm.
And before I cometh forth out of the womb, I have sanctified thee and ordained thee as a prophet unto the nation. Listen, church, you gotta hear God's word came to Jeremiah. God's word is the same then, the same yesterday, and the same today. God's word is a prophecy that God's speaking to you tonight. I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know if you're in prison or when you're at home. It doesn't matter. God's word is going to come to you right now.
Hallelujah.
It's a word of prophecy. The word will promote you. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It was the same word that came to me 19 years ago in OCCC. It was in 1998 when the revelations of prophecy started to come to effect. It was a season of preparation. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It was a season of preparation. When you look at the prophet Isaiah, I think it was in 49 verse 1, he was saying he was called from the womb as well. He was called from the womb, and in his calling, come on, church, revelations
Hallelujah.
In prophecy, in his calling, it was from that time to this very day. The prophecy of Isaiah is still effective in our life as well, and it was in his life. It's a calling. You gotta know that the word came unto me tonight. Wherever you're at in Arizona, you in OCCC, you in Halawa, where you sitting at home in your house, wherever you're at, it is a prophecy of God's revelation. It'll come to you because it is God's word. God's word said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, I have called you from the womb. I know you before you even came into this earth. You already were predestined to preach, and you were ordained by the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to understand, when Saul went on the road of Damascus, it was the Holy Spirit that came down in him. He was baptized by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
If it says about the Holy Spirit, you can be baptized by water, but you know what? You can be baptized by the flesh, but it's not about the flesh.
Wow.
It's not about who you came from. It's about the Spirit. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The baptism is about the Holy Spirit. So when you talk about the Holy Spirit in Revelation, shall promote you. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
In verse 5, it says that he has formed you from the womb in the belly. So God has called you and sanctified you and ordained you. When the word of the Lord came to me in 2000. In 1998, it was a revelation of prophecy. God is talking to somebody tonight. The word is too active today.
Wow.
God's word no change. God's spirit no change. We change.
Hallelujah.
We need to get into position. There's a preparation in your season that God is calling you, and he has called you from the beginning. Some of you might think you're a mistake. Some of you thought maybe that your mom had an accident. You had you know, you're not an accident. You called from the womb. You gotta know you have an identity.
Yes, hallelujah.
Your identity is a man and a son of God. Come on. Somebody,
you're
a woman. I don't care what you're going through. God gonna bring revival in your life because you're called. Scriptures is like the breath of life. When we look at the breath of life, what are you talking about, Pastor Bird? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord said that he created man and formed him from the ground. Come on,
Hallelujah.
Somebody. He was formed from the dust, and he breathed into his nostrils. And then he said, I breathed in his nostrils, and the nostrils gave birth and gave life. Come on, somebody. The air that we breathe should give us life.
Life.
God's word should give us life, because in him is life. He's the way, the truth, and the
life.
So he's the only way that we can come true. He's the one, the breath of life that we breathe. He did it in Genesis in chapter 2, verse 17. He's saying the same thing he did there. It's in the beginning was his word, and the word became, come on, somebody. It is the word that prophesies,
Hallelujah.
Promotes you, because it is a promotion we need as a revelation of God's spirit.
Hallelujah.
We need his spirit. We need to hear his word tonight. The word is coming. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight,
Mama.
But the word is coming to you
Hallelujah.
Tonight. There should be some revival inside you.
Amen,
there's going to be some shaking of the fire. There's going to be a flame start because it's a revelation
Mama.
Of his word will move things in your life. His word gave you breath. You have life today. You're living because of the regular breath and air that is in your personal lungs. You have the life because of God's scriptures. He called Jeremiah, and Jeremiah,
said,
I called you. And verse 6, and Jeremiah said, Oh, dear Lord, I cannot speak, Lord.
I'm only
I cannot
a boy.
Speak. Mm. I'm just a little child, Lord. Mm. So, you know, when God called you, I don't care what insecurities, I don't care how young you are in the Lord. You can
That's
be
right.
you can be 85 and you're still a young child
That's
in the
right.
Lord.
That's right.
God is called. It doesn't matter about age. It's about your relationship with Jesus. Whatever time you came in to know who Jesus Christ, the more you know, the more you grow. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Wow. The more you know, the more you grow. I'm talking about spiritual growth. I'm not talking about physical growth.
Hallelujah.
And we know that the Word of God says, that in verse 7 he says that, but the Lord said unto Jeremiah, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to ever thou I sent thou thee, and whatsoever I command thee, speak. So you know, when God called you to come into the ministry, when God called you to speak to people, don't tell
wow.
people no. You cannot say that. You're not a child anymore. So
wow.
when God sent you, see, it's funny. You can talk to your friends. You can talk to your pastor.
Yes,
you can
sir.
Talk to people at the bus stop.
Yes,
when
sir.
We come to talk about Jesus,
you
know.
You
do that
pretty
you
good.
Mean you cannot talk?
That's right.
Good, Pastor
Bird. Devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
So when we know that when God wants you to speak, He gonna put the words in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
He gonna bring the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to be clear tonight. God in verse 8 it says that, be not afraid of their faces.
Speak.
You know, when we go to Arizona, there's a lot of guys that has an issue. Some there's some guys with legion, some spirits. There's some guys with some unforgiveness.
That's
there's
right.
some guys their carnal mind
Amen.
Is playing with the devil, so that your carnal mind is working with the devil.
That's right.
It's keeping you in captivity.
Speak, sir.
You're in captivity. You stood lost. You stood in bondage because you didn't know the truth. Because more you know about Jesus. Come on, somebody.
Come on,
the
somebody.
More you know the word, there's a preparation in season. And that preparation is going to take time to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ to a proven repetition. Come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
A proven repetition is knowing God's word. So they would see that old man that thought he was a child, he's not a child anymore because he's a man that God has put your word into your mouth. And he said, whatever I send you, wherever you at right now, you might be in prison, you might at home, wherever you go, and wherever God sends you, He said to Jeremiah, wherever I send you, I'm going to put the words in your mouth. So we know that God said, I will deliver you from their faces. So don't be afraid of their faces. I was at putting gas at Heli down at Nanakuli, down by Second Sand. This guy came up and looked like he had some spirits. But I was looking in his eyes. He said, you got to look with him with compassion.
Wow.
If somebody looking
That's
at
right.
you mad, don't look at them mad.
That's right.
You got to look at them
That's
with
right.
compassion. So when that guy came up, he had some issues, and he said, hey, you have a dollar? I said, yeah, I get a dollar. I get $4.
Wow.
And then I told him, brother, where are you living? Why are you doing? He said, well, I'm living with my brother, but I'm down here. I'm this lost. I said, you know who Jesus is? You know, he said, hey, Bird, I know who you are. You used to surf before. I went, that was a key already to open a door
There's
to talk,
door.
To
yes.
talk to
Hallelujah.
Him about Jesus. It
That's
was
right.
a conversation you have to make with
That's
somebody.
Right.
And then you would just, now I can tap into whatever is in him. I can start to read the spiritual emails. And then I start to break him down in the Holy Spirit and tell him about God. And then the love. Gift was about that $4. In that $4, I gave part of me and I gave part of Jesus
Amen,
to him.
Amen, Pastor
Bird. It was a gift. It was a gift from God.
Amen.
It wasn't about judgment. I'm not judging the brother because he's on the streets. It doesn't matter if he's on alcohol or drugs. It doesn't matter. What I'm looking at is compassion. Can
Amen.
We love the guy instead of judging
him
and kicking him to the curb and pushing him outside? No. God gave us the ability to minister the word of God. We heard in the word. God
That's
said,
right.
be afraid, not afraid of the faces.
Amen.
He said, just go and I'm going to take care of you. I'll deliver you no matter where
Amen.
You go.
Amen.
So when the guy came, Pastor Bull, I told him, you know what, my brother? There's nobody like Jesus.
That's right.
You ready to accept Jesus? Said, Pastor Bird, yeah, I'm ready. So when we said the sinner's prayer, Pastor Bulla, the spirit man in him. I'm not talking about that evil spirit was on top
yes.
of him. The legion spirit, the drug spirit, the alcoholic spirit was on top of him. The spirit, that real guy, the guy that saw the spirit that God bred life into. Come on, somebody. God bred life into him when he was born in his womb. That's the guy was talking to me.
Wow.
Amen.
He said, thank you. Thank you, Bird. And he kissed me on my cheek. He grabbed me, hold me, and he gave me a big, fat,
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost kiss.
Wow.
Amen.
I mean, he was delivered. He accepted Jesus Christ. If we can just win one person tonight
one
on this airway,
that's good.
If we can get one person to hear God's voice,
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You understand that the word is coming to you, that you think you cannot talk, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not sharp enough. Listen, Pastor Bird had a third grade education. It's not about your education. It's about your relationship.
Your relationship.
You
got to
put
Jesus.
All your doubt and your fears on the side and just make God number one.
Yes, Father. Mm.
And he's going to take care of you. He did with
He'll
Prophet
take
Isaiah.
Care of you.
He called Prophet Isaiah as a man of God. And you know, God said that his mouth was like a it was like an arrow. He was hidden in a shaft, and we hear about Isaiah's life, how he was hidden from God.
Amen.
And the day that the time of maturity, the time of preparation, it was his time to minister the word of God. It was his time to prophesy about the living King. It was his time to bring revelation to the people in that generation. But in his books, in the prophecy, the prophet of Isaiah, his books went to every generation. He said it goes to from far. He never said from that time, but he said from far to every generation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Pastor.
Every generation, the word is effective.
Mm. Hallelujah.
It's effective for you.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray tonight that the word of God
sir.
Will be effective in your life. That
yes,
you called.
God.
Hallelujah.
Don't say you cannot talk. When you see somebody in trouble in prison, when they come up to you and they need help, pray for them.
Help.
Amen.
Pray for them. Give them
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Pastor Bullock, can we
pray? Yes, please pray.
Father, we ask the Lord, listen tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That they would hear your voice, for that they
yes,
called
God.
With all the insecurities.
Yes, Lord.
All that they've been through, it doesn't matter to you, God. You died for their sins.
Yes.
And I pray that tonight,
come as you are,
you would surrender your life and say, Jesus, forgive me.
Forgive me, Lord.
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
And today, I receive you,
as
my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Got on the tail end of that glory train right
yes,
there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus, Pastor Lord. Bird.
Hey, praise the living God.
Wow. Welcome, Pastor Kimo, to the studio.
Pastor Kimo just
Pastor
dropped
Kimo.
By on the way home. He said to say
what
hello.
What a word.
He heard Pastor Bird
Hallelujah.
Was giving the word. He
wanted to drop
in.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night is Wednesday, Pastor Villamua Sal.
Yes,
first lady tomorrow.
My brother.
Thursday is Pastor Barry Naoni. And
yes.
Friday, our very own Pastor James Eric Williams, a.k.a.
Pastor
Kimo. Hey, look, guys, we'd love to stay, but we got to go. It's getting late. So,
Abuyo!
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.